like this. The difference is just a few little changes, like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane, because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more National Highways.
Nipping out to get bin bags.
We've got some.
Well, I better take the dog out.
We don't have a dog.
Okay. The double Big Mac is back at McDonald's.
Right, get the keys.
The double Big Mac and double Big Mac with bacon are here for a limited time. Don't miss it. Available until the 19th of November. Served after 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Prime Minister's travelling to France for Armistice Day, becoming the first British leader to do so since Winston Churchill. Sir Keir Starmer will join French and British veterans in Paris. He and President Macron are likely to discuss the re-election of Donald Trump and the effect that will have on the Ukraine war and world trade. Israel's told its citizens not to attend any cultural or sporting events in countries around the world, including the UK. The Israeli Prime Minister says there's intelligence that pro-Palestinian groups intend to harm Israelis in Britain, the Netherlands, France and Belgium. It comes after police in Amsterdam arrested more than 60 people following attacks on Israeli football fans. Benjamin Netanyahu has been speaking to his counterpart in Holland.
Immediately after the atrocious attack, I called the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. He told me that he was ashamed. That's what he said. Ashamed that such an ugly anti-Semitic attack took place on the soil of his country. I demanded that the perpetrators will be judged severely.
The COP29 climate talks get underway later, as fears remain over what Donald Trump's election win could mean for a greener future. The summit's taking place in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, a country that's profited from selling oil and gas to Europe. Tessa Khan is executive director of sustainability firm Uplift.
What really matters is that at home in a country like the UK, which, by the way, is also a major oil and gas drilling country, that the dependence and the increased production of fossil fuels has to stop.
In sports, Chelsea and Arsenal are 9 points off the Premier League summit following their 1-1 draw. Manchester United beat Leicester 3-0 with Tottenham losing 2-1 to Ipswich, who pick up a top-flight win for the first time in 22 years. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic's 2-0 victory over Kilmarnock has seen them regain top spot. Rangers got a 1-0 win at home to Hearts. In rugby, Scotland suffered a 32-15 defeat to South Africa, while Wales lost 24-19 to Fiji. From Sky News, I'm Daisy Steele.
Days start better with the sounds of nature.
In the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
The magic of Christmas is back and takes place on Saturday, the 16th of November.
Get ready for an unforgettable night of hits and Christmas classics at the iconic London Palladium.
Just added to the lineup, Boyzone's Keith Duffy and Westlife's Brian McFadden as Boyzlife.
Fresh from winning this year's Britain's Got Talent, Sydney Christmas returns to the Palladium. And singer, musician and all-round music legend Paul Carrack also joins us.
Get your tickets now at magic.co.
Export Finance. I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your cosiest blanket. Starting every conversation with, "I can't believe how dark it is." Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Happy holidays, everyone. Spoil all your loved ones for less at TK Maxx with big brand gifts literally everyone will love. From the big Prezi to stocking fillers and everything in between. Get the whole list for up to 60% less than the RRP. Big gifts, small prices. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
Magic. Make the most of your day with Yakult.
Life is busy, right? We're always on the go this time of year.
So looking after our well-being has to be a priority. Yakult are the gut experts, sharing small but powerful daily habits to make you feel good. Each bottle of Yakult is packed with 20 billion friendly bacteria, which increase the lactobacilli and bifidobacteria in the gut. And at magic.co.uk now, there's a chance to win the ultimate wellness bundle so you can feel on top of the world. Win big with Magic and Yakult. Little bottle, big difference.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Days
start better with the sounds of nature.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Become a glasses wearer. That's okay. We're ready to see you whenever you're ready to see properly. Book an eye test at specsavers.co.uk so you can see clearer. Okay, we'll stop with the ears now.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah, plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me nu bought pasande. Ehi meri peli garsi. Ehi me horn chalondiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favorite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
What is all that?
25 open tabs. I'm trying to find that player's boots.
Dude, you need to get the new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra. Just circled them. Look how fast circle to search with Google helped me find them.
Nice. I'll buy them and smash my next match.
Mate, you're a linesman? Incredible AI is here. Buy the Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra now and use Circle to search with Google. Circle any image with S Pen and Google will help get results fast without switching apps. Find out more at Samsung.com. Requires network connection. Results may vary.
Dad, why do plum bears have a smile?
Because people tell them jokes.
Okay, you get a plum bear if you tell a good joke.
All right. What colour socks do bears wear?
I don't know.
None. Because they have bear feet.
I don't think that makes the bears smile.
One for trying?
No.
Put a little pom in your day.
Hooray! Pom bears, now come in cheese flavour.
Knowing you've just re-entered your curly era, your partner has got you this Dyson Airwrap. You'll cheat on your hairstylist after realising how easy Hollywood waves actually are. Your partner, being him, knows nothing about hair, of course. Except that is 86% of your personality. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
The last 123 Lotto.com draw isn't until 10 p.m. today, so you still have a chance to win up to £25,000. 18 plus, please play responsibly.
Whether you're a roller coaster enthusiast looking for your next thrill...
Sorry, guys, how fast?
A foodie on the hunt for the perfect spring roll... or on the road to the UK's biggest rollerblind convention... Why not roll out of one of our super comfy beds to enjoy a tasty, unlimited brekkie? Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, do your thing and get great stays at great prices at premierinn.com. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply. Unlimited breakfast subject to availability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Keir Starmer will mark Armistice Day at a ceremony in Paris later. He's believed to be the first UK Prime Minister to have attended these commemorations since Winston Churchill in 1944. Yesterday, Remembrance Sunday events took place in towns and cities across the UK. These people were among those remembering loved ones who lost their lives while serving their country in conflict.
To come here and be together, be surrounded by the military again, see the public that are taking the time out to come and remember, you just feel a sense of pride as well.
I'm so proud of him. It's really weird to try and describe how your dad was from I was 11. So from what I remember, he loved what he did and he was so proud of what he did. So I'm proud of him.
Police are continuing to hunt a gunman following a shooting which left one man dead and two other people injured in South London. It happened in Sydenham yesterday. The Met say it was a senseless act of violence. The COP29 climate talks gets underway later as fears remain over what Donald Trump's election win could mean for a greener future. The summit's taking place in Azerbaijan, a country that's profited from selling oil and gas to Europe. A group of nurses have written to MPs calling on them to back a change in the law on assisted dying. Labour MP Kim Leadbeater's end-of-life bill will be debated in the Commons later this month. Critics say this new legislation is being rushed, though. Israel's told its citizens not to attend any cultural or sporting events in countries around the world, including the UK. The Israeli Prime Minister says there's intelligence that pro-Palestinian groups intend to harm Israelis in Britain, the Netherlands, France and Belgium. It comes after attacks on Israeli football fans in Amsterdam last week. And Rita Ora paid an emotional tribute to Liam Payne on stage at the
MTV Music Awards in Manchester last night, saying the former One Direction star had the biggest hearts and was one of the kindest people she ever knew. It follows his death last month. At the ceremony, Taylor Swift made history as the first person to win Best Artist three times. She also won Best Live Act and Best Video. A dry day for most of us, with finally some sunny spells at times. Chance of the odd shower in coastal areas, highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.